Hey there, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Today we're going to be focused on some really, really, really important tips I wish I would have known when I first started my coaching business. So, in talking about these important tips, what are they? Well, if you don't know my story, I worked for about 6.5 years for one of the world's leading coaching companies, performance coach companies on earth. And within that company, I learned a lot of skills, a lot of information, and eventually I hit a point where I wanted to try it on my own. Now, when I made that transition, like most coaches starting out, it was a little bit tricky trying to get my first few clients. I remember getting one and being like, woohoo, and doing the celebration dance just because I got that first client. And then, you know, maybe 2 or 3 a month would kind of sign up, but it wasn't really huge. It wasn't anything extraordinary. And then all of a sudden, I figured out a couple things that literally allowed me to go from like 1 or 2 or 2 or 3 clients a month to all of a sudden signing 20 clients in a day. Now, I remember thinking, dang, this is going to work out. Now, what's amazing is I'll start somewhere simple. Number one, I spent 6.5 years coaching for one of the best coaching companies on earth. I went 250 hours of training. I had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of calls with them practicing. And I had a mentor who was constantly listening to my calls and helping me do better. Not only that, we had client feedback of how I was actually performing. And I didn't always perform that well. There were times when I was amazing. There were times when it kind of slumped. And there were times when I came back and made it, you know, just as great as it was supposed to be. So with all that practice, then I decided to open my coaching practice. I think there's way too many people today who decide to just call themselves a coach and they're 22 years old, just out of school, like, I'm a coach, let's do this. So this video is not necessarily for you. If you've gone through what it takes to get the training, to get the information, to really prepare yourself and be ready to actually deliver a really high quality product, then you might be 22 and just graduated and be able to deliver that high quality product, but you have to make sure you can really deliver. With that as the precursor to this, I want to give you 2 really important distinctions that a good friend of mine named Topher Morrison came. He works with Key Person of Influence here in Tampa, Florida. He runs a growth accelerator for businesses, and he has partnerships all over the world with other people who run KPI around different parts of the globe. And he came in to our Performance Coach University training program where we were teaching our trained coaches who just graduated PCU how to market and grow their business. Now, while he was there, he taught us 2 really important points. And what I realized were these were the things that I had done back then to grow my business from 2 or 3 clients a month enrolling to 20 clients in a day and took it further up to the point where I had 52 one-on-one coaching clients a month. Way too many clients for a single coach in a coaching practice, but I learned that back then. Now, how I did it is there's first 3 ways you can really market. And he says, first, you can market to a wide audience about a very specific topic, meaning I help anyone, doctors, lawyers, entrepreneurs, stay-at-home moms, dads, whatever, do this one specific thing. Perform at their absolute best, eat healthy, learn arithmetic, learn to speak English. Like, I don't know what you help them do, but I help lots of different people do this one thing. Now, that's the first way you can go. He said the second way you can do it is I help this one type of person. So I help police officers do this array of things down here. So I help them get healthy, get their finances together, organize their relationship, and do all these other things. And he said, that's option number 2. You help a very specific group do many different options. Or he said, option number 3, and this one's really important, I help this one specific group do this one thing, and I am the best in the world at it. He said, when you get that specific on who you're trying to work with, you know, I help police officers lose weight, get in shape, and be the most agile, strong version of themselves. It's like, wow. That's a very specific niche. I don't know why I keep picking that niche, but that's very specific. Or I help moms get through, you know, organizing their schedule and taking care of 3 kids or more while at home and during the day. It's like, oh, that's very specific. And what happens is when you can get really specific like that, it helps you grow. Now, what happened for me? I teamed up with a partner, and this will be the second part of what we're going to talk about here, but I teamed up with a partner in Los Angeles, and she helped small business owners in Los Angeles making a very specific certain amount of money who did not have a website online yet for their business. She helped that specific niche group of people take their business online, and she knew exactly how to do it, and that was her skill set. I could handle the number one and biggest problem that happened when someone would go to an event and learn all kinds of great information. They go home and never apply it. So I became their coach and part of the team here to say, listen, you're gonna learn all this amazing content. I'm gonna be part of your team now that makes you actually apply it, that helps you stay focused and ensures you actually do something with what you've learned here. We teamed up and all of a sudden, boom, 20 clients in a day, and it kept growing, you know, way past that again and again and again. It was amazing. So that's the first distinction. Number one, you can go lots of different people, help them do one specific thing. You can have one group of people that you help do lots of different things, or you can become the expert that helps one group of people do one very specific thing. Now, in the beginning, this is really scary because in the beginning, you're thinking, oh man, if I'm only helping this group do these things, what happens when other people show up and want my coaching? Ugh. And it becomes a struggle of, do I pass up on the business? Do I take it? I don't know. But the truth is, the better you get and the better refined you get in that process, the easier and quicker it is to actually gain more clients. So that's distinction number one that I wish I knew when I was first getting started. How to go narrow to narrow in my niche. Narrow group of people I help in a very narrow specific way that I deliver for them. And then how to reach those people. Number two, and I didn't realize this is what helped us grow so quickly in the beginning, but number two is, he said there's three things that create a great partnership. You have to look for a partner who has a great product, a great brand, or incredible distribution. Now, let me define those. A great product, meaning a world-class product that is scalable, that can reach many different people all over the world, and when it delivers, it delivers. It creates a raving fan. They love it. They tell everyone about it, and it's incredible. A brand you know, you like, you trust, someone that you really can connect with and go, wow, I believe what they're sharing with me. And finally, distribution, the ability to reach the masses, or at least the masses of the group you're trying to connect with. So when I first came together with my partner, I was really good. I had a product. My product was performance coaching, how to help someone perform and stay focused and follow through on what they're trying to do. I also had a little bit of a brand because I had lots of years experience through the coaching company I had worked with and family and stuff like that. A little bit of a brand, but I had a quality product. I did not have distribution to this specific audience. I did not have the reach to small business owners in Los Angeles who did not have their business properly online. I didn't have that distribution. She did. Now, she had also spent years building a brand and connection of know, like, and trust with this group community of people. So they knew her, they liked her, and they trusted her, and they saw her as an authority in what she was teaching and doing. Therefore, when we connected, I had a great product. She happened to also have a really good product. But I had a great product. She had a solid brand and incredible distribution. Together, boom, it took off, and that's how it grew. So if you're looking to grow your business, I always, always, always urge people to look at a partnership model and say, hey, do you have a solid brand, meaning people know who you are in this industry, they really trust you, they really like you, they really just really, really would do whatever you offer them because they believe in you and they believe you'd only bring them the best. Two, do you have great distribution? Do you have a huge community that you connect with, but you just need something to offer them? Or number three, do you have an incredible product, but you're missing brand or distribution? Now, if you can figure out your one strength and find a partner who has the other two, and hopefully their strength you offset with the other two, it's a great partnership, and all of a sudden it can take your business to the moon. Now, I helped a friend do this, and he had an incredible product. He had a great brand, but he did not have distribution. We helped him do this in the web design business. He went and partnered and teamed up with a guy who was pure sales. That sales guy went and got them distribution. And through doing that, they grew their online web design business from about $200,000 a year to about $1 million+ in the next year and became one of Inc. 500's fastest 5,000 growing companies in the country. It's pretty amazing. So these are a couple of distinctions I wish I knew. Hopefully they're helpful for you. Also, if you're a coach looking for more tools or someone who's in a leadership position who wants to know more about how to be a better coach and leader for your organization, check out Performance Coach University. What it is a 12-week online training program that we created over the last year and a half to train leaders, managers, and coaches on how to better coach, lead, and manage their team. So if you're interested, go there, grab some free training, check it out. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Till then, have an amazing week.